So we're going to be starting in Micah chapter 3. And I said, "Hear, you leaders of Jacob, rulers of the house of Jacob, Israel, is it not your duty to know what is right? You who hate what is good and love evil, you who tear their skin from them and their flesh from their bones, who eat the flesh of my people, flay their skin from them and break their bones, who chop them in pieces like flesh in a kettle, like meat in a pot. When they cry to the Lord, he will not answer them. He will hide his face from them at that time because of the evil they have done. Thus says the Lord regarding the prophets, O you who lead my people astray, when your teeth have something to bite, you announce peace, but proclaim war against the one fails to put something in your mouth. Therefore, you shall have night, not vision, darkness, not divination. The sun shall go down upon the prophets, and the day shall be dark for them. Then the seers shall be put to shame, and the diviners confounded. They shall all cover their lips because there is no answer from God. But as for me, I am filled with power, with the Spirit of the Lord, with justice and with might, to declare to Jacob his crimes and to Israel his sins. Hear this, you leaders of the house of Jacob, you rulers of the house of Israel, you who abhor justice and pervert all that is right, who build up Zion with bloodshed and Jerusalem with wickedness. Its leaders render judgment for a bribe. The priests teach for pay. The prophets divine for money, while they rely on the Lord, saying, is not the Lord in the midst of us? No evil can come upon us. Therefore, because of you, Zion shall be plowed like a field, and Jerusalem reduced to a rubble, and the mound of the temple to a forest ridge. Chapter 4. In the days to come, the mound of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest mountain. It shall be raised above the hills, and people shall stream to it. Many nations shall come and say, come, let us climb the Lord's mountain to the house of the Lord of Jacob, that he may instruct us in his ways, that we may walk in his paths. For from Zion shall go forth instructions, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between many people and set terms for strong and distant nations. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their shears into pruning hooks. One nation shall not raise the sword against another, nor shall they train for war again. They shall all sit under their own vines, under their own fig trees undisturbed, for the Lord of hosts has spoken. The wall of the peoples walk, each in the name of its God. We will walk in the name of the Lord, our God, forever and ever. On that day, oracle of the Lord, I will gather the lame, and I will assemble the outcasts, and those whom I have afflicted, I will make of the lame a remnant, and of the weak a strong nation. The Lord shall be king over them on Mount Zion, from now on and forever. And you, O tower of the flock, hill of daughter Zion, to you it shall come. The former dominion shall be restored, and reign of daughter Jerusalem. Now why do you cry out so? Are you without a king? Or have your advisor perished, that you were seized with pains like a woman in labor? Right, go into labor, O daughter Zion, like a woman giving birth. For now you shall leave the city and cramp in the fields. To Babylon you shall go. There you shall be rescued. There the Lord shall redeem you from the hand of your enemies. And now many nations are gathering against you. They say, let her be profaned. Let our eyes see Zion's downfall. But they do not know the thoughts of the Lord, nor understand his plan. He has gathered them like sheaves to the threshing floor. Arise and thresh, O daughter Zion. Your horn I will make iron, and your hoofs I will make bronze. that you may crush many peoples. You shall devote their spoils to the Lord, their riches to the Lord of the whole earth. Now grieve, O grieving daughter. They have laid siege against us. With the rod they strike on the cheek, the ruler of Israel. Chapter 5. But you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, least among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is the ruler in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient times. Therefore, the Lord will give them up until the time when she who is to give birth has born. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the children of Israel. He shall take his place as shepherd by the strength of the Lord, by the majestic name of the Lord, his God, and they shall dwell securely. For now his greatness shall reach to the ends of the earth. He shall be peace. If Assyria invades our country and treads upon our land, we shall raise against it 7 shepherds, 8 of royal standing. They shall tend the land of Assyria with the sword, and the land of Nimrod with the drawn sword. They will deliver us from Assyria when it invades our land, when it treads upon our borders. The remnant of Jacob shall be in the midst of many peoples, like dew coming from the Lord, like showers on the grass, which wait for no one, delay for no human being. And the remnant of Jacob shall be among the nations, in the midst of many peoples, like a lion among beasts of the forest, like a young lion among flocks of sheep. When it passes through, it tramples, it tears, and no one can rescue. Your hands shall be lifted above your foes, and all your enemies shall be cut down. On that day, oracle of the Lord, I will destroy the horses from your midst and ruin your chariots. I will destroy the cities of your land and tear down all your fortresses. I will destroy the sorcery you practice, and there shall no longer be soothsayers among you. I will destroy your carved figures and the sacred stones from your midst, and you shall no longer worship the works of your hands. I will tear out the Asherahs from your midst and destroy your cities. I will wreak vengeance in anger and wrath upon the nations that have not listened. Chapter 6. Hear then what the Lord says. Arise, plead your case before the mountains, and let the hills hear your voice. Hear, O mountains, the Lord's case. Pay attention, O foundations of the earth, for the Lord has a case against his people. He enters into trial with Israel. My people, what have I done to you? How have I wearied you? Answer me. I brought you up from the land of Egypt, from the place of slavery. I ransomed you, and I set before you Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. My people, remember what Moab's king Balak planned, and how Balaam, the son of Beor, answered him. Recall the passage of Shittim to Gilgal, and you know the just deeds of the Lord. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow before God Most High? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with myriads of streams of oil? Shall I give my firstborns for my crime, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? You have been told, O mortal, what is good and what the Lord requires of you, only to do justice and to love goodness and to walk humbly with your God. The Lord cries loudly to the city. It is prudent to fear your name. Hear, O tribe and city assembly. Am I to bear criminal hoarding and the accused short ehab? Shall I acquit crooked scales, bags of false weight? You whose wealthy are full of violence, whose inhabitants speak falsehoods with deceitful tongues in their mouths, I have begun to strike you with devastation because of your sins. You shall eat without being satisfied, food that will leave you empty. When you acquire, you cannot save. What you do save, I will deliver up to the sword. You shall sow, yet not reap. Tread out the olive, yet pour no oil. Crush the grapes, yet drink no wine. You have kept the decrees of Omri and all the works of the house of Ahab, and you have walked in their counsels. Therefore, I will deliver you up to ruin and your citizens to derision, and you shall bear the reproach of the nations.
New Revised Standard Version, Micah chapter 7. Woe is me, for I have become like one who after the summer fruit has been gathered, after the vintage has been gleaned, finds no cluster to eat. There is no first ripe fig for which I hunger. The faithful have disappeared from the land, and there is no one left who is upright. They all lie in wait for blood, and they hunt for each other with nets. Their hands are skilled to do evil. The official and the judge ask for a bribe, and the powerful dictate what they desire. Thus they pervert justice. The best of them is like a briar, the most upright of them a thorn hedge. The day of their sentinels of their punishment has come. Now their confusion is at hand. But no trust in a friend. Put no trust in a friend. Have no confidence in a loved one. Guard the doors of your mouth from her who lies in your embrace. For the son treats the father with contempt. The daughter rises up against her mother. The daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Your enemies are members of your own household. But as for me, I will look for the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Do not rejoice over me, O my enemy. When I fall, I shall rise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light to me. I must bear the indignation of the Lord because I have sinned against him. Until he takes my side and executes judgment for me, he will bring me out to the light. I shall see his vindication. Then my enemy will see, and shame will cover her who said to me, "Where is the Lord your God?" My eyes will see her downfall. Now she will be trodden down like the mire of the streets. A day for the building of your walls. In that day, the boundary shall be far extended. In that day, they will come to you from Assyria, Egypt, and from Egypt to the river, from sea to sea, from mountain to mountain. But the earth will be desolate because of its inhabitants for the fruit of their doings. Shepherd your people with your staff. The flock that belongs to you, which lives alone in a forest, in the midst of a garden land. Let them feed in Bashan and Gilead, as in the days of old, as in the days when you came out of the land of Egypt. Show us marvelous things. The nations shall see and be ashamed of all their might. They shall lay their hands on their mouths. Their ears shall be deaf. They shall lick dust like a snake. Like the crawling things of the earth, they shall come trembling out of their fortresses. They shall turn in dread to the Lord our God, and they shall stand in fear of you. Who is a God like you, pardoning iniquity and passing over the transgression of the remnant of your possession? He does not retain his anger forever, because he delights in showing clemency. He will again have compassion upon us. He will tread our iniquities underfoot. You will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea. You will show faithfulness to Jacob and unswerving loyalty to Abraham, as you have sworn to our ancestors from the days of old. Nahum, chapter 1, an oracle concerning Nineveh, the book of the vision of Nahum Eklash, the consuming wrath of God. A jealous and avenging God is the Lord. The Lord is avenging and wrathful. The Lord takes vengeance on his adversaries and rages against his enemies. The Lord is slow to anger, but great in power. And the Lord will be by no means clear the guilty. His way is whirlwind and storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet. He rebukes the sea and makes it dry, and he dries up all the rivers. Bashan and Carmel wither, and the bloom of Lebanon fades. The mountains quake before him, and the hills melt. The earth heaves before him, the world and all who live in it. Who can stand before his indignation? Who can endure the heat of his anger? His wrath is poured out like fire, and by him the rocks are broken in pieces. The Lord is good, a stronghold in a day of trouble. He protects those who take refuge in him, even in a rushing flood. He will make a full end of his adversaries and will pursue his enemies into darkness. Why do you plot against the Lord? He will make an end. No adversary will rise up twice. Like thorns, they are entangled. Like drunkards, they are drunk. They are consumed like dry straw. For you, one has gone out. From you, one has gone out with plots evil against the Lord, one who counsels wickedness. Thus says the Lord, though they are at full strength and many, they will be cut off and pass away. Though I have afflicted you, I will afflict you no more. And now I will break off his yoke from you and snap the bonds that bind you. The Lord has commanded concerning you. Your name shall be perpetuated no longer from the house of your gods. I will cut off the carved image and the cast image. I will make your grave, for you are worthless. Look on the mountains, the feet of the one who brings good tidings, who claims peace. Celebrate your festivals, O Judah. Fulfill your vows. For never again shall the wicked invade you. They are utterly cut off. Nahum chapter 2. A shatterer has come up against you. Guard the ramparts. Watch the road. Gird your loins. Collect all your strength. For the Lord is restoring the majesty of Jacob as well as the majesty of Israel. Though ravagers have ravaged them and ruined their branches. The shields of his warriors are red. His soldiers are clothed in crimson. The metal on the chariots flashes on the day when he musters them. The charges prance. The chariots race madly through the streets. They rush to and fro from the squares. Their appearance is like torches. They dart like lightning. He calls his officers. They stumble as they come forward. They hasten to the wall and the mantelet is set up. The river gates are opened. The palace trembles. It is decreed that the city be exiled. Its slave women led away, moaning like doves and beating their breasts. Nineveh is like a pool whose waters run away. Halt, halt, but no one turns back. Plunder the silver, plunder the gold. There is no end of treasure and abundance of every precious thing. Devastation, desolation, and destruction. Hearts faint and knees tremble. All loins quake. All faces grow pale. What became of the lion's den, the cave of the young lions, where the lion goes, and the lion's cubs with no one to disturb them? The lion has torn enough from his whelps and strangled prey for his lioness, and he has filled his caves with prey and his dens with torn flesh. See, I am against you, says the Lord of hosts, and I will burn your chariots in smoke, and the sword shall devour your young lions. I will cut off your prey from the earth, and the voice of your messengers shall be heard no more. Nahum chapter 3. A city of the bloodshed, utterly deceitful, full of booty, no end to the plunder, the crack of whip and rumble of wheel, galloping horse and bounding chariot, horsemen charging, flashing sword and glittering spear, piles of dead, heaps of corpses, dead bodies without end. They stumble over the bodies because of the countless debaucheries of the prostitute, gracefully alluring mistress of sorcery who enslaves nations through her debaucheries and peoples through her sorcery. I am against you, says the Lord of hosts, and will lift up your skirts over your face, and I will let nations look on your nakedness and kingdoms on your shame. I will throw filth at you and treat you with contempt, and make you a spectacle. Then all who see you will shrink from you and say, Nineveh is devastated. Who will bemoan her? Where shall I seek comforters for you? Are you better than Thebes that sat by the Nile with water around her, her rampart a sea? Water, her fall, her wall? Ethiopia was her strength, Egypt too, and that without limit. Put and the Libyans were her helpers. Yet she became an exile. She went into captivity. Even her infants were dashed in pieces at the head of every street. Lots were cast for her nobles. All her dignitaries were bound in fetters. You also will be drunken. You will go into hiding. You will seek a refuge from the enemy. All your fortresses are like fig trees with first ripe figs. If shaken, they fall into the mouth of the eater. Look at your troops. They are women in your midst. The gates of your land are wide open to your foes. Fire has devoured the bars of your gates. Draw water for the siege. Strengthen your forts. Trample the clay. Tread the mortar. Have hold of the brick mold. There the fire will devour you. The sword will cut you off. It will devour you like the locust. Multiply yourselves like the locust. Multiply like the grasshopper. You increase your merchants more than the stars of the heavens. The locust shed its skin and flies away. Your guards are like grasshoppers, your scribes like swarms of locusts settling on the fences on a cold day. When the sun rises, they fly away. No one knows where they have gone. Your shepherds are asleep, O king of Assyria. Your nobles slumber. Your people are scattered on the mountains with no one to gather them.
Nahum chapter 3, verse 19, NIV. Nothing can heal you. Your wound is fatal. All who hear the news about you clap their hands at your fall. For who has not felt your endless cruelty? Habakkuk chapter 1. The prophecy that Habakkuk the prophet received. How long, Lord, must I call for help, but you do not listen? Or cry out to you, violence, but you do not save? Why do you make me look at injustice? Why do you tolerate wrongdoing? Destruction and violence are before me. There is strife and conflict abounds. Therefore, the law is paralyzed and justice never prevails. The wicked hem in the righteous so that justice is perverted. Look at the nations and watch and be utterly amazed. For I am going to do something in your days that you would not believe even if you were told. I am raising up the Babylonians, that ruthless and impetuous people who sweep across the whole earth to seize dwellings not their own. They are a feared and dreaded people. They are a law to themselves and promote their own honor. Their horses are swifter than leopards, fiercer than wolves at dusk. Their cavalry gallops headlong. Their horsemen come from afar. They fly like an eagle swooping in to devour. They all come intent on violence. Their hordes advance like a desert wind and gather prisoners like sand. They mock kings and scoff at rulers. They laugh at all fortified cities by building earthen ramps. They capture them. Then they sweep past like the wind and go on. Guilty people whose own strength is their God. Lord, are you not from everlasting? My God, my Holy One, you will never die. You, Lord, have appointed them to execute judgment. You, my rock, have ordained them to punish. Your eyes are too pure to look on evil. You cannot tolerate wrongdoing. Why then do you tolerate the treacherous? Why are you silent while the wicked swallow up those more righteous than themselves? You have made people like the fish in the sea, like the sea creatures that have no ruler. The wicked foe pulls all of them up with hooks. He catches them in his net, but gathers them up in his dragnet. And so he rejoices and is glad. Therefore, he sacrifices to his net and burns incense to his dragnet. For by his net, he lives in luxury and enjoys the choicest food. Is he to keep on emptying his net, destroying nations without mercy? Chapter 2. I will stand at my watch and station myself on the ramparts. I will look to see what he will say to me and what answer I am to give to this complaint. Then the Lord replied, write down the revelation and make it plain on tablets so that a herald may run with it. For the revelation awaits an appointed time. It speaks of the end and will not prove false. Though it linger, wait for it. It will certainly come and will not delay. See, the enemy is puffed up. His desires are not upright, but the righteous person will live by his faithfulness. Indeed, wine betrays him. He is arrogant and never at rest. Because he is as greedy as the grave and like death is never satisfied. He gathers to himself all the nations and takes captive all the peoples. Will not all of them taunt him with ridicule and scorn, saying, woe to him who piles up stolen goods and makes himself wealthy by extortion. How long must this go on? Will not your creditors suddenly arise? Will they not wake up and make you tremble? Then you will become their prey. Because you have plundered many nations, the peoples who are left will plunder you. For you have shed human blood, you have destroyed lands and cities and everyone in them. Woe to him who builds his house by unjust gain, setting his nest on high to escape the clutches of ruin. You have plotted the ruin of many peoples, shaming your own house and forgetting your life. The stones of the wall will cry out, and the beams of the woodwork will echo it. Woe to him who builds a city with bloodshed and establishes a town by injustice. Has not the Lord Almighty determined that the people's labor is only fuel for the fire, that the nations exhaust themselves for nothing? For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Woe to him who gives drink to his neighbors, pouring it from the wineskin till they are drunk, so that he can gaze on their naked bodies. You will be filled with shame instead of glory. Now it is your turn. Drink and let your nakedness be exposed. The cup from the Lord's right hand is coming around to you, and disgrace will cover your glory. The violence you have done to Lebanon will overwhelm you, and your destruction of animals will terrify you. For you have shed human blood, you have destroyed lands and cities and everyone in them. Of what value is an idol carved by a craftsman, or an image that teaches lies? For the one who makes it trusts in his own creation. He makes idols that cannot speak. Woe to him who says to wood, come to life, or to lifeless stone, wake up. Can it give guidance? It is covered with gold and silver. There is no breath in it. The Lord, in his holy temple, let all earth be silent before him. Chapter 3. A prayer of Habakkuk the prophet. Own Shigionoth. Lord, I have heard all of your fame. I stand in awe of your deeds, Lord. Repeat them in our day. In our time, make them known. In wrath, remember mercy. God came from Teman, the Holy One from Mount Paran. His glory covered the heavens, and his praise filled the earth. His splendor was like the sunrise. Rays flashed from his hand, where his power was hidden. Plague went before him. Pestilence followed his steps. He stood and shook the earth. He looked and made the nations tremble. The ancient mountains crumbled, and the age-old hills collapsed. But he marches on forever. I saw the tents of Cushan in distress, the dwellings of Midian in anguish. Were you angry with the rivers, Lord? Was your wrath against the streams? Did you rage against the sea when you rode your horses and your chariots to victory? You uncovered your bow. You called for many arrows. You split the earth with rivers. The mountains saw you and writhed. Torrents of water swept by. The deep roared and lifted its waves on high. Sun and moon stood still in the heavens at the glint of your flying arrows, at the lightning of your flashing spear. In wrath, you strode through the earth, and in anger, you threshed the nations. You came out to deliver your people, to save your anointed one. You crushed the leader of the land of wickedness. You stripped him from head to foot. With his own spear, you pierced his head. When his warriors stormed out to scatter us, gloating as though about to devour the wretched who were in hiding, you trampled the sea with your horses, churning the great waters. I heard, and my heart pounded. My lips quivered at the sound. Decay crept into my bones, and my legs trembled. Yet I will wait patiently for the day of calamity to come on the nation invading us. Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails, and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God, my Savior. The Sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to tread on the heights. For the director of music on my stringed instruments. Zephaniah, chapter 1. The word of the Lord that came to Zephaniah, son of Cushi, the son of Gedaliah, the son of Amariah, the son of Hezekiah, during the reign of Josiah, son of Amon, king of Judah. I will sweep away everything from the face of the earth, declares the Lord. I will sweep away both man and beast. I will sweep away the birds in the sky and the fish in the sea and the idols that cause the wicked to stumble. When I destroy all mankind on the face of the earth, declares the Lord, I will stretch out my hand against Judah and against all who live in Jerusalem. I will destroy every remnant of Baal worship in this place. The very names of the idolatrous priests, those who bow down on the roots to worship the starry host, those who bow down and swear by the Lord, and those who also swear by Molech, those who turn back from the following the Lord and neither seek the Lord nor inquire of him. Be silent before the sovereign Lord, for the day of the Lord is near. The Lord has prepared a sacrifice. He has consecrated those he has invited. On the day of the Lord's sacrifice, I will punish the officials and the king's sons and all those clad in foreign clothes. On that day, I will punish all who avoid stepping on the threshold, who fill the temple of their gods with violence and deceit. On that day, declares the Lord, a cry will go up from the fish gate, wailing from the new quarter, and a loud crash from the hills. Wail, you who live in the market district. All your merchants will be wiped out. All who trade with silver will be destroyed. At that time, I will search Jerusalem with lamps and punish those who are complacent, who are like wine left on its dregs, who think the Lord will do nothing, either good or bad. Their wealth will be plundered, their houses demolished. Though they build houses, they will not live in them. Though they plant vineyards, they will not drink the wine. The great day of the Lord is near, near and coming quickly. The cry on the day of the Lord is bitter. The mighty warrior shouts his battle cry. That day will be a day of wrath, a day of distress and anguish, a day of trouble and ruin, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and blackness, a day of trumpet and battle cry against the fortified cities and against the corner towers. I will bring such distress on all people that they will grope about like those who are blind, because they have sinned against the Lord. Their blood will be poured out like dust, and their entrails like dung. Neither their silver nor their gold will be able to save them on the day of the Lord's wrath. In the fire of his jealousy, the whole earth will be consumed, for he will make a sudden end of all who live on the earth.
O Lord, you are our light and our salvation. Teach us your ways, Lord, and lead us in a straight path. Strengthen us with confidence in your goodness. We praise you that you sent your Son, the light of the world, that as Micah prophesied, the eternal ruler would come forth from Bethlehem. Jesus, Yeshua, our salvation, is the good shepherd who laid down his life for a sheep. As your sheep, Lord, help us to hear your voice clearly and help us to obey your instructions, to practice justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with you. Be merciful to us when we fall short. Show us our misdeeds so we may come quickly to you with a repentant heart. You are our refuge and our strength. Heal us, O Lord, and we shall be healed. Save us, and we shall be saved. For you are our praise. In the name of Yeshua, Jesus our Messiah. Amen.